I'm here now with head coach Bart Jernigan of the Kemmer Rangers. Coach, thanks for taking a moment to talk to me after this game.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for making the long trek up here to cover us and to take the Rangers back home for us. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it. So, Coach, what are some of your first thoughts from this game? Kind of a sting, kind of one that stings a little bit, but a lot of good things to look at looking forward.
Sure. You know, it stinks. I mean, obviously, you don't like the taste that sits in your mouth to be a loss for roughly the next 8 to 10 months. But that having been said, yeah, there were some good things, and there were some positives that I think we can build off going forward, both for our seniors as young men and then for our program as a whole. So, you know, we're going to continue to work and build on those things, and we're excited to see what our seniors do, you know, going forward in their lives. Some got great seasons coming up, a couple of wrestlers that are vying for multiple time state championships. You know, so we've got some exciting things in this group of kids that we're excited to look forward. And then, of course, these youngsters, we're excited to see what next year turns out for them and the improvement that we can make over the off season.
You know, I think one of the hardest things about having a record like the Rangers have this year is it isn't indicative of just how hard these kids played, just how much improvement they had, or just how strong or well they're playing right now.
Sure, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Over the course of the season, you know, the wins and losses are ultimately what you'll be measured by. But I think, you know, that's to measure the coach by. The boys have given their hearts to the program, and they've busted their butts. You know, that they deserve all the credit in the world for what they've done. I told them fairly early on in this season, even before we had kind of got going, that the win-loss record wasn't going to be what defined the season so much as the effort they put in and the foundation that they laid for the other kids coming behind them to see. And in that terms, you know, very proud of what the seniors did and the work that they put in. I know that a lot of times, you know, we were a little bit outmatched at times today, speed and size-wise and strength-wise, and we've got to work hard to fill those deficits, but there was no quit in any of our kids. You know, and I think that's a credit to their families, credit to the nature of their personalities and the hard work that they've been willing to put in. So grateful for them, and I agree with you that the record doesn't necessarily indicate whether a season was a success or a failure at all to me.
So right now, you know, the wounds are all still pretty fresh. Do you think you'll take a day or two, kind of let the dust settle a little bit, or are your wheels already spinning in terms of what you want to do looking forward?
Yeah, we've got some thoughts and some plans of some things that we would like to implement. You know, we try to be a little bit more strategic in terms of just having a vision and a process that we'd like to repeat year over year. Now, certainly there are some things that we're going to have to tweak going forward a little bit. We didn't get the results we wanted all the time this year, but as we work going forward, hopefully we'll be able to implement some of those things to hopefully change those results, and that win-loss column will start to reflect a little bit more favorably on us.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking a few moments to talk to us, and thanks for always just being so available for all the pestering we wanted to do with you throughout the entire season.
No, man, it's been an absolute pleasure. We are so grateful for the work that you and your wife do. I think we need to give your wife a shout-out on the radio. Have we given her a shout-out on the radio?
I don't think we have. I think we've acknowledged she keeps me in line a lot, but she's kind of been like a faceless phantom so far for everybody.
Yeah, you guys don't know this. She's followed us across Wyoming. You know, she's seen some of the highs and some of the lows that you see in terms of scenery and covering the state and following the Rangers around. So definitely give her a shout out. And, you know, once again, just express our appreciation for our seniors and their families. You know, Dawson Schramm, Coulter Julian, Brendan Miller, Nano Rickard, Easton Rydstrom, and Thomas Archibald for the six seniors and the work that they've done to put in a foundation that hopefully the younger kids are able to build on going forward.
You know, a lot of people really have contributed to this, and even though it hasn't turned out the way we wanted to, I think this season's been, in a lot of ways, a success, and has been a great experience for a lot of people, and we really do have a lot of people to thank for that.
Hey, man, I couldn't agree more with you. There's, you know, and I don't give the time or the recognition probably to my coaching staff, but I need to shout those out. Coach Rogers is taking a busy schedule, being a high school principal now, and then helping coordinate a defense, Coach Julian, and then Coach Gifford. Both of those guys are doing a great job, and I'm excited to see what we can do going forward. So thanks so much again for the time. We appreciate it.
I'd like to thank all of you at home who take the time to check in on these interviews and for all the support that you get. Kemmer Ranger Athletics definitely wouldn't be what it is without all of you. So we want to say thank you again, and go Rangers.
Go Rangers.